Martha enters the gym and stands behind me. "Morning, Sarah," she says, talking to my reflection in the mirror.
"Morning.
Did you make your way here on your own today?"
Here we go again. This is how Martha and I begin every morning together. I knew she was going to ask this, and I know she knows my answer, but I play along anyway. It's our shtick.
"I did not," I say, like I'm a witness on the stand.
"Then how did you get here?"
I point to the guilty reflection of my mother, who is now standing behind Martha.
"Did you give it a try?"
"I don't see why I should waste any time learning to use a wheelchair. I'm walking out of here."
Attitude, fist, fight.
"How many times are we going to go through this? You should take any opportunity you get to use your left side." Before I can get out my rebuttal, she grabs the back of my chair, spins me around, and wheels me out of the gym. I hear my mother's shoes tap-tapping at a quick clip behind us. We travel down the long hallway past my room to the elevators and stop. Martha spins me around.
"Okay, Sarah, let's see you get to the gym."
"I don't want to use this thing."
"Then you're spending your session today sitting in the hallway."
"Good, I like it here." Martha stares down at me, her hands on her broad hips, her mouth pinched shut. I grind my molars to keep from sticking out my tongue at her. This woman does not bring out the most attractive side of me.
"Helen, let me know if she changes her mind," she says and starts walking away.
"Wait," I call after her. "Why can't I practice using my left side trying to walk in the gym?"
"You will. We're doing this first," she says, pausing to see if she should continue down the hallway.
Attitude, fist, fight. Fine.
Fine.
Martha walks back toward me, a smug hop in each step of her navy blue Crocs. She places my left hand on the wheel and taps it.
"Feel your hand?" she asks.
"Yes."
"Feel the wheel?"
"Yes."
"Okay, let's go. Down the hallway, follow the line."
A straight yellow line is painted on the floor and runs the length of the hallway, probably to guide handicapped patients like me. I roll the chair. I roll the chair. I roll the chair. I crash into the wall. And although this is what always happens, I'm startled by the collision. I didn't notice that I veered away from the yellow line, and I never saw the wall before I hit it.
"You have to use your left hand or you won't go straight," says Martha.
"I know," I say in a tone dripping with adolescent annoyance. Of course I know this. I understand the fundamentals and physics of how to use a wheelchair. That's not the problem. The problem is I can't sustain my attention on my left hand or the left wheel or the left wall that is looming closer and closer. I have it to begin with. Left hand on left wheel. Got it. But as soon as I start rolling my right hand over the right wheel, everything on the left vanishes. Poof, gone. And with no special effect smoke, goodbyes, or fanfare of any kind. While I'm rolling the chair with my right hand, I'm not only unaware that I'm no longer using my left hand, but I actually become unaware that I have a left hand. It feels like an impossible problem to solve, and it's a homework assignment I don't want to begin with. I don't want to learn how to use a wheelchair. Martha backs me up and straightens me out.
"Let's try it again," she says.
She places my left hand on the wheel and taps it.
"Feel your hand on the wheel?"
"Yes."
"Okay, keep feeling it, keep remembering your left hand, and follow the line."
I close my eyes and picture my left hand dressed in its sparkling diamond ring and resting on the rubber tire. Then I think of what I want to tell it. "Dear left hand, please roll the wheel of this chair forward." But instead of simply telling my bejeweled hand to do this in words, I picture my mind turning this polite request into warm, liquid energy and pouring it into the nerves that feed my left hand. I imagine feeling this deliciously warm liquid flowing from my head, down my neck, into my left shoulder, down my arm, and into each of my fingertips.
"Good, Sarah, keep going," says Martha.
My liquid mojo must be working. I whip up another batch and send it down my arm.
"You're doing it," says my mother, sounding both surprised and thrilled.
I open my eyes. I'm not sitting next to the elevators anymore, and I haven't crashed into the wall. I've made real progress. My mother bounces her knees a couple of times and claps. If someone were to give her a set of pom-poms, I think she'd start cheering.
That's it, says Martha. Do it again.
I look down the length of the yellow line. I still have a long distance to cover. My mother's last clap ended with her hands together, so she looks like she's praying. Okay, Sarah, do it again. I pour another liquid cocktail into my hand. But I must not have followed the same recipe as before because something goes wrong. I'm off the yellow line and I feel pain, but I can't pinpoint what hurts. I look up at my mother, and the tight grimace on her face suggests that whatever it is should hurt, a lot. Then I realize it must be my left hand.
Stop, stop. Your hand's tangled in the wheel. Hold on, says Martha.
Martha squats down and edges my chair backward as she works my left hand out of the inner nucleus of the wheel. I'm going to go get an ice pack. Helen, will you take her back into the gym and I'll meet you there? We'll try some assisted walking next.
Sure, says my mother.
My mother wheels me down the hallway and into the gym and parks me in front of the big mirror where I started. My fingers kill, but I'm smiling. I used my left hand, and I got out of using the chair. If I could walk, there'd be a smug hop in each of my steps.